Welcome back to another episode of Slightly Offensive with your favorite gay black woman host, me, Elijah Schaefer. We have a great podcast episode for you today because this last weekend we were in the great state of Minnesota, also known as the Midwest and maybe the snow capital of the world. It was freezing, but it wasn't just the weather that was cold, actually. It was also the hearts of the people. We encountered a major, and not just, I don't just mean like a major as in this was historically significant, I mean huge. Or as Donald Trump would say, huge counter-protest in, of all people, Ilhan Omar's district, which is District 5 of that great state. Now, we're going to get into a lot about what actually happened that day at the Trump rally. And we're also going to talk about some things that are actually gripping our country, kind of like the violence that is currently being inflicted upon Trump supporters at an alarming rate and being denied, of course, by the mainstream media. They're actually complicit in it, somewhat even promoting the agenda that's causing these innocent people who support our president to be abused. And of course, if you report on the abuse of the left wing, they call you a propagandist. Look, I'm not just trying to fight for the right wing. I'm not trying to just say Trump supporters are all innocent. But if I see violence, I'm going to record it. And I didn't see any violence from the right. But before we get into the story for today, which is going to be gripping, I want to remind you that we need your support always to continue to keep this podcast on the air. So please, you might be saying, how can I do that? There's two ways you can support the show always and to continue to allow it to run and to get where we need to go and to say what we need to say in a very difficult time for free speech. And that's number one, by checking the links down below and downloading this podcast on audio only versions. So you can find it on the Google Play Store, on podcasts, and also on Spotify. If you prefer that, please give us a 5-star rating. Even if you think we're a 1-star, we need your support as always. Please be a supportive best friend and continue to keep independent media and journalism alive. And also, if you love this show, you want longer forms of the show, you want to continue to find all of our content, because we don't drop all our content on our YouTube. You might not know that. Some of ours goes on Blaze TV. Use the promo code Elijah, all caps, to basically get $20 off a year subscription to an amazing website that has people like Crowder, Roaming Millennial, etc., just out there making incredible content. Sarah Gonzalez is someone I really enjoy too. But do that and continue to keep independent media by signing up and keeping our reports going. Let's jump into the story for today. So this last weekend, my producer, Todd and I, basically went out to this great state of Minnesota. Now, what was weird is we were already in Washington, in, not to be confused with DC, at University of Washington, giving a speech. You can check out that. It was our last podcast episode. Check out the link below, episode 28. But what was really interesting was while we were in Seattle, I saw this incredible news report, which was from Newsweek magazine. And it said that there was going to be a massive, huge protest against Donald Trump in Minnesota. Because, you know, of course, Donald Trump is really, really unpopular in Democrat cities. And I didn't know this, but Minnesota, which is the capital of Minneapolis, which is like the capital of Minnesota, that's District 5, which is our great and reputable Ilhan Omar, our favorite headscarf wearing anti-American congresswoman, freshman congresswoman, who, of course, famously in this tweet pictured here, said that she was put into office to do 5 things. And none of those 5 things that she mentioned is actually what Congress is supposed to do, really. She failed to mention, like, write good legislation and help run the country more effectively. She said one of her reasons why she was elected was to impeach Donald Trump, which shows you the collusion that is taking place at a very basic level here in Congress, that really, truly, they are not electing individuals to represent the people of their district. They're trying to elect individuals to push an agenda, which in this case, people like Ocasio-Cortez and the other squad members is really just to impeach Donald Trump, which is disgusting. It's disgusting, and it's absolutely it's pollution and corruption to the greatest degree in the U.S. government by taking people and defiling an office by bringing in individuals who have secret motives that are not to actually help the country, but are to push left-wing radical ideas. It's disgusting. It's despicable. And something about the left really loves, they love the gays and they love Muslims, which is really weird because Muslims don't really love the gays, at least not non-reformed Muslims, which makes up probably about 99%. I made up that statistic, but I've only met 2 reformed Muslims in my entire life, and I've met many more that weren't. Muslims don't like the gays. Actually, if you want to know who's protesting homosexuality in the West, it's actually Islam. If you go into the UK and you actually look what's happening in the schools, Muslims are pulling their kids out and protesting schools for talking about same-sex relationships. And so I always found it so weird that the left courts Islam and likes to suck up to Islam when Islam, anywhere where Islam flourishes in these countries, basically are places that do not have good democratic systems in place. There's not a lot of respect for women. And basically the culture in itself is degraded. And we've seen this time and time again, but Ilhan Omar is a Muslim and, you know, you can't talk about Muslims in the United States anymore because that makes you a bigot. That makes you a xenophobe. I prefer, rather than being called a xenophobe, I'm not afraid of Muslims. I don't think you should be afraid of people who profess in the name of Allah. But of course, you know, we know that there's a great media cover up always to try to make Muslims seem like they're not at the core of any problems in the world. And they try to make Islamophobia this made up fear tactic to try to get you to shut up about what they don't want you to talk about. Of course, you can never forget that great report when they said there was a man walking around, you know, stabbing people, yelling out, "God is great" in Arabic. I think that was Shepard Smith, who recently got or ousted or left Fox News. And thank God. People are always trying to say, I mean, he was saying Allahu Akbar, okay? I know I read a recent report about a guy in a bus that, or like, I think it was a subway. He said a stabbing attack by a man was thwarted by a passenger. Well, I looked into the stabbing attack, and it was a man saying, "I'm from Afghanistan, I'm going to kill you all." And he, but of course, we can't talk about that because they're too busy using Muslims. Why, right? I'm going to tell you why. Because just like the gays, just like the Mexicans, just like anybody else, they don't care about them. The left does not care, but they want to use them against Donald Trump. And because Donald Trump was instituting a ban of terror-prone countries, which was mistakenly called the terrorist ban or the Muslim ban, when it really wasn't a Muslim ban, right? Five of the highest density Muslim populations and countries were left off the list, including Indonesia, which, of course, if you were banning Muslims, probably start there. But Donald Trump wasn't doing that. And the reason why they care about Muslims is not because Muslims are tolerant, not because Islamic countries are great, not because it even aligns with their ideology, but because they know that Donald Trump was getting tough on Islamic terrorism. And so what they've been able to do is they use this deflection method where they prop up certain leaders and individuals. And if you criticize them, they go, "You're a bad person." Take Greta Thunberg, the young child activist who's being put before the UN. She is pushing and lobbying against countries to be fined for acts of, I guess, of global terror, you might be able to say, by not aligning with her radical left-wing climate change ideologies. And then anytime someone attacks her, the left media goes, "Oh, you can't attack her. She's a child." Yeah, she's a child in front of the UN, okay? It's not a child. 16-year-olds are not in front of the UN. And that's the same thing with this woman. You know, if you attack Ilhan Omar, like, "You're just Islamophobic." No, I'm not Islamophobic. I have a rightful suspicion of Islam in general, because of the stats, because of the statistics. But I'm not afraid of Muslims. I know Muslim people. I don't think like somehow all Muslims are bad or something like that. I think Ilhan Omar sucks because I think she's anti-American. And it's not just because she's a Muslim that makes her anti-American or I'm questioning her loyalty to our country because she wears a headscarf. I'm questioning her loyalty to our country because of the things that she tweets, because she's more interested in taking down Donald Trump than she is actually doing her damn job. That's why I'm upset about her. And I love it. It's like, she's a woman. You hate her because she's brown. Oh, shut the hell up, okay? She could be a white man. And Adam Schiff, take that as an example. I think he's un-American and a liar too. And no one says, "Oh, it's because, you know, you hate him because he's white." No, you could pick on white people on the left's ideas, but not anyone that they have deemed to be in the exclusionary categories. In this case, Ilhan Omar. And if you thought she was bad, you should go to her district. District 5, right? It kind of reminds me of the movie District 9. Do you know about that one? District 9. The nice alien invasion. And it does feel like an alien invasion. To be honest, I thought I was going to Minnesota. I'm not afraid of immigrants. I don't really care. I think it's great people come here from other countries, you know, in search of a better life. I think it has to be controlled. I think we have to be vet people. I think that needs to be merit-based. But I don't see anything wrong. I know that there's certain people on the right that think that the country only belongs to white people, or they think that we shouldn't allow other people. I don't agree with that. I think it's safe to say that there's a lot. I mean, America was traditionally white, I guess, but it's something really, really dangerous, I think, that happens with a lot of young people where they start to feel isolated because of this attack on white people and they think the country's only for them, but it's not. And so this is not a way of saying that it's only for white people. I just was surprised when I was in Minnesota that the people there were like pretty much all Muslim. Like I saw a lot of people walking around in burqas with their faces covered. And they were like from Ethiopia and Somalia. Yeah, and I just was, I met some really, really good Somali immigrants that were Muslim. And you know what was one thing that I found is that they don't actually like Ilhan Omar. The Somali and the Ethiopian immigrants there said that because she's claiming to speak for all Muslims and all people of minority, that people are starting to hate the Muslims over there, the Republicans, because she's claiming to speak for them while fighting against our country. And I got to say this, you know, before you start judging immigrants so quickly and start thinking that they're all up to nefarious things and you actually become xenophobic, give a chance to talk to some immigrants and really find out why they're here, and you're going to find out that that you don't need to be afraid of immigrants, okay? You should be also afraid of mass illegal immigration, because that's dangerous, and you also should be afraid of any large groups of populations that don't integrate into society coming into society. That's not xenophobia, that's just truth. But to somehow think that the country, you know, to somehow rag on Ilhan Omar because of her faith or because of her skin color, that's not what we should be doing. And I understand people on the left who say that that's wrong. I understand people on the right who believe in all those other crazy ideas, but you know, and there's logic, but I don't hold those personally. And it's not because I'm shilling for anyone. I just think that, you know, we can attack these people based on their values. And Ilhan Omar's values matter more than attacking anyone based off of the way they look. And her district is in mayhem. It's sad. It's depressing. And you know, there was an entire restructuring of a population of people. If you don't know about this, I don't want to get too into it, but it was strategically certain immigrant groups were pushed into an area to try to switch the voting district to try to change it to be Democrat by taking people who would vote for someone like Ilhan Omar, who, by the way, had a 78% landslide victory. Now, to get into this Trump rally, you know, one thing that really disgusts me about Ilhan Omar is you can see the way that Democrats are acting is a reflection of the leaders that they're electing and not the other way around. It's not that Ilhan Omar is trying to appeal to the base. It's that the left is trying to go more radical left and they're riling up the idiots as they go along. And I know this is true because people like Maxine Waters, who encourage violence on individuals, you know, she's very much her own woman. And she told people that you push and drive out Trump supporters. And that's what they were there to do. So when we got to the Trump rally, it, of course, was a lot bigger than I thought. There was chanting and anger and people talking about diapers and liars and, you know, just your typical jargon. But one thing that I did notice more than anything was that the people were angry and that the police force was low. And there just wasn't a lot of police present at this event. And what happened is that there was barricades on the right side of the building. And then the counter protest had taken up multiple blocks. And they had created this channel, like a funnel, down the side of the Target Center, which was the building where the riots or whatever you want to call it, the counter protest was happening, because that's where Donald Trump was speaking. And they created this line that I can only call like a satanic fire tunnel. I don't know what else to call it, where the Trump supporters trying to get into the building were forced to go through this double-sided wall of angry Trump haters. And what you'll see is you'll see some videos right now, probably playing here. I don't know if they're queuing at the moment, but the thing about it was, is that they were literally like, there's people walking through and there's this one girl and they just slapped her in the side of the face, and people were punching people and body checking people and moving on them. I even heard one guy warn a young Trump protester to move away from the line because they were body checking people. People were just slapping and angry, and there was this visceral satanic reaction. And some of you go get so butthurt when I talk about Satan and God. It's like, if you don't believe in God and you don't believe in Satan, then stop getting your panties up in a wad because I talk about him, you know, just whatever, insert good or bad if you want to, and be an intelligent viewer, please. This show's for intelligent people who can think for themselves, and if you don't believe in God, I don't care, but don't get mad at me because I do, because I base my ideas based off of absolute empirical evidence that the world was designed, that there's no way these systems could be this complex. It's called irreducible complexity. The systems cannot evolve or design on their own. It's just time cannot make this. Laws of entropy, you cannot have order from chaos, even over time. It doesn't make sense. There has to be a creator. Whether I know who it is or not, that's up to me to decide. It's called faith. But hey, let's get into this. We need a lot of faith at this event. They were punching and they were slapping people. They were hurting people. And that's really important, because why are they hurting people? They're hurting people because they've been told that these people are radical fascists, that they're trying to institute an ideology that killed millions of people in the 20th century. Now, of course, we can't forget that these people often, and here at the rally, were supporting communism, which killed 5 times to 6 times more people than fascism ever did. Not promoting fascism. I don't think fascism's the way to go. I don't think governments should be fascist, because I think it makes sense to get things done in terms of, like, you know, hyperbole. But if you think about it, people are corrupt. It's the same way communism doesn't work, because communism sounds good in theory too. It's like we're all equal, but it, you know, it assumes people are cooperative and that people aren't corrupt, which also isn't true. So I like the power in the hands of the individual. I like people to have their own power, and the citizens of the United States of America. But, you know, what was weird about the Trump supporters is as they were being attacked, they didn't attack back. And I don't know how I feel about that, because we can only get pushed around for so long before we're going to have to actually defend ourselves. We're going to have to fight these people, because this is what happens. The left wants to take your guns because they want to kill you. And that's not an extremist reaction. You know, the left wants to kill you. Look at Eric Swalwell. Someone told me his name was Eric Swallowswell. It took me about 2 minutes to get that joke. Makes sense. Might be considered a homophobic, Mark. I don't know. But hey, Eric Swalwell. What a good guy. I've gotten in an argument with him myself. Shows you know, if you ever watched that last podcast that we had with him, that was very interesting. But our representative, he wants your guns. He wants to take Ben Shapiro's guns away from him. What a moron. What a loser. But you know, it's not really about picking on these people and breaking them down. It's understanding that they think that we actually are trying to kill people when it's the opposite. They're projecting on us the very thing that they're trying to do. They want absolute control of the country. We're a world superpower, and there's two parties fighting. And what was really crazy is they were so wicked that they were stealing hats off of people after hitting them off, by the way, like legitimately hitting hats off, smacking the crap out of people. And then they took the hats and they set them on fire. What the hell? These people took the hats off of individuals through violence, oftentimes, not every time, but oftentimes. They took the hats off of individuals and they lit them in a weird ritual that reminded me a lot of the items that were left in piles outside of concentration camps. And so you want to say that you're fighting fascism, but you're doing it with fascism. You are fighting an ideology that doesn't exist here on the right. We aren't fascists, okay? We're not. And I don't need to defend it in terms of an emotional appeal. There just isn't evidence. I don't have to disprove that I'm a fascist. You have to prove that I'm actually a fascist, but I'm not. And that's why they're rewriting textbooks and history books to redefine fascism to fit us under that category, but it's not true. It's just like someone in the 1940s saying, oh, I'm gay, and that means to them that they're happy. But today, if you say you're gay, it means you're coming out of the closet. And words change meanings, and they've redefined fascism to try to mean something that it is not. And so then by default, they link their modern term of fascism with the old form of fascism that we saw deliberately demonstrated by Mussolini and other members of the Third Reich, that we end up seeing this coalition and this offensive by these Trump haters who are trying to kill and hurt those who stand up for the president of the United States. And I won't have it. And of course, one member from the right did pull a gun out at the rally. He did. He pulled a gun out. And people go, oh, a Trump supporter pulled a gun out. They're violent. They're fascist. But it's not true. Because why did he pull a gun out? He pulled a gun out because people surrounded his car and threw cones at his car. Look at this clip. Look at what's happening. They're throwing cones at the cars. I mean, look at this. They're assaulting property. A man has every right, when his life is threatened and his property is threatened, to pull a gun out. Did he have the right to shoot him? No, I'm not promoting violence. But these people need to realize that they're barking up the wrong tree. If you keep poking and prodding us, somebody's going to get killed. And I don't want that to happen. But I don't see how it's not going to happen. Because they're poking, they're like, ha 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 ha. And they keep poking the right. And one day someone's going to get pissed and they're going to shoot back. And they keep saying, yeah, it's like Charlottesville. No, it's not like Charlottesville. Stop using this one instance. That man's in jail. The story around the car death is questionable already, but I don't want to deal with that anymore. That's so long ago. Today, who's committing the violence? And why is this happening? It is the left. And they laugh at you. And when I post about it, they laugh at me. Like, it's this one guy who's getting attacked, right? This older man. I was trying to break up a fight, but he was running away. And then someone said, look at your video right here. He's running away. It's a quick clip. You're lying. I saw him. He's a criminal. He was putting a girl in a chokehold. And everyone shares and goes, ha ha, Elijah's a propagandist. The right's really violent. We're just defending ourselves. But wrong? Why did he put her in a chokehold? Because he got sucker punched in the side of the face just before. So they keep leaving out the fact that the left is instigating the violence and we're getting the brunt of it. And this is common at Trump rallies, actually. This is very common. And I don't know what we're going to do about it. I think we're going to have to keep this story continuing. I'm going to have to allow it to end like this in a way that I want to know from you. What do you want to do about it? What should we do about it? Should we allow ourselves to get hit and punched? Should we turn the other cheek? Should we show love to our enemies? Do you feel like we've been cucked out or that we've become pussies or whatever people say online and that we're not fighting the way we need to fight? Do you feel like the left is taking things forward to the next level by instigating violence? Do we have the right to self-defense? Would it be considered an escalation? Is the power in our hands? I don't know. Do you? I'd love to hear from you in the comments. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are, as this topic is really important to my heart. I'll tell you what, Ilhan Omar is much more of a criminal than Donald Trump ever was. I'm not saying she married her brother. I'm not saying she didn't. I'm not pulling up conspiracies. I'm just saying they're out there. But I will say that there's criminal investigations into her for these things, at the very least. And what she's doing is something that's evil. She's being manipulated while manipulating, being controlled while controlling. Her district is just another symbol of an ice-cold, dead location that was once great and full of kind and friendly people, but is now another liberal cesspool that is bringing leaders into this country that are looking to serve the deep state and not serve the people of the United States of America. They must be stopped, but not right now with violence. But we must stop their violence and let them know that we're not messing around. Thank you so much for watching another episode of Slightly Offensive with your favorite gay black woman, me, Elijah Schaefer, on Blaze TV. Thank you so much again for watching. Always keep independent media and journalism alive by checking the links below. Make sure you always download these audio only on podcast form. God bless the United States of America and have a great rest of the day. May God be with you.